Good morning. Thank you for the introduction. My name is Lindsay, and as you stated, I am a program specialist at the Center for Communication Programs. Just a little bit about the Center for Communication Programs. It's housed within the School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University. And what we do is use the art and science of communication to change behaviors around the world. And so we have a program in India, and within that program, we were able to develop an application, which I'll be talking about today. We're kind of switching gears a little bit, because I think the previous two presentations focus more on the supply side, and this is more about the demand side. So I'll be speaking about an innovative application that was developed for community health workers in India to promote family planning. And I don't have any relationships to disclose. Throughout this presentation, I'll cover three things. The first, I'll talk a little bit about the features of Gyanjyoti and our decision to use a specific platform. I'll also talk about the development of Gyanjyoti and how we went about refining the application. And then finally, I'll talk about a little bit of the challenges that we experienced along the way. So as I mentioned, we have or had a project, Project Ujjwal, in India. The project ran from 2013 to 2015. It just finished up this past summer. It was a reproductive health project operating in two states in India, and it was DFID funded. The aim of the project was to increase interest, awareness, and use of modern family planning methods in two states in India. The two states were Bihar and Odisha. The overall total fertility rate for India was around 2.3 in 2013, which is when the project began. And just for comparison, in Bihar, it was 3.4, so pretty high, and significantly higher than overall India. Just another state to compare it to would be Tamil Nadu, which is in southern India, and around the same time, their TFR was 1.7. So the aim of the project overall was to increase interest in family planning and use of a demand for family planning methods. And this was done by coordinating with local service delivery clinics and partners and connecting with communities through a variety of mediums, which I'll talk to a little bit. And one of the ways we also did this was by using community health workers. We had a few different categories of community health workers, but specifically I'll be focusing on the ASHAs, which are, as you saw in the title, ASHA. It's Accredited Social Health Activists. It's a government-recognized community health worker that we use with our project, and we're really helpful in strengthening the link between client and service. So also, just to get an understanding of the method mix in Bihar, which is one of our project states, you can see on the screen two districts, information for two districts. The tan color is a representation of the rhythm method, and the brown color is withdrawal or the pull-out method. And those are typically traditional methods, and you can see that they're widely used. This was a survey that was done pretty recently in early 2015, and still, even after our hard work, traditional methods are still somewhat popular. And you can imagine that, or I can let you know that this has shifted over the past 2 years. Traditional methods, there has been a decrease, but still, there's work to be done. And so for this reason, this is one of the reasons why we were choosing to work in these states, because we wanted to increase modern methods. When I say modern methods, just so we're all on the same page, I mean injectables, condoms, IUDs, pills, and when I say traditional methods, I'm talking more about withdrawal or standard days method, rhythm method, things of that nature. So, the overall model for the project was to surround and engage our audience, which were young adults living in these two states who were currently not using family planning. And the way we hoped to surround and engage them were by using a variety of different channels and mediums, and all of the information would be relevant, hopefully educational, hopefully entertaining, and it would spark discussion at various levels. So not only the individual level, but also the household level, the community level. We had doctors, if you look in the top left corner, who were recognized locally, kind of like local celebrities, who would speak to the technical information that's necessary to understand why you would use a family planning method. they would also clarify or help debunk myths and misconceptions. And so their presentations were recorded kind of as an infomercial, and that was placed on the mobile phone, but also used online, but also on TV commercials. We had positive deviants who were acceptors, people who had accepted family planning and were willing to speak to how it had positively impacted their lives. And so we were able to record their testimonials and also share those with other community members via the mobile app and other channels. And then this was also combined with street level mid-media. So we had street theater performances and other community engagement outreach initiatives. And we had TV commercials that were also going and radio commercials. We had a variety of different channels that we were using to really layer the communication and get people interested in discussing and talking about and seeking out family planning. I also want to add that some of this information, some of the content was repurposed from previous projects that we had in India, and others were developed under the campaign, this particular project. So Gyan Jyoti is the application that was developed under this project that contained some of the content developed under the project. And what it is a compilation of three different approaches. So we have a self-learning tool that the frontline health worker, the ASHA, can use to learn information about family planning methods to strengthen her ability to be able to convey to her client why they should be using a specific family planning method, but then also how it could benefit them, what harms they might, or what side effects they might experience. It was also used as a counseling tool. So there were specific films that the ASHA could use with her client, and they could watch the film together, and then that would spark discussion. And through that discussion, the ASHA could counsel and persuade and just help build interest in a particular method. Then finally, the platform that we decided to use, Opia Mobile, which I'll speak about in the next slide, has built-in monitoring systems. And so we were able to track not only which films being watched, but how often, for how long, what frequency. And sorry, I'm getting nervous. So we were discovering that the ASHAs were interested in these kinds of tools. We had previously kind of released a SD card, and the benefit of the SD card is that it had all the same material. It had all the 30 films that were available at the time through the project, and we were able to distribute that pretty easily across the different districts. The problem was that we couldn't monitor how that was being used, and we also weren't able to understand if it was being used as a counseling tool. And so the advantage that OPM Mobile, the platform, gives us is that we're able to then track how well this is being used. So here's a tour of the app. We have two different sections. We have the M-Learning section, and we have the client counseling section. The M-Learning section, as I said, is a self-learning, consistently updated tool. It reflects current guidelines in India for family planning and counseling and other relevant information that the ASHA might want to know. It says how to counsel. We use the GATHER method, or we're promoting the GATHER method, and so we've included that in this section. The second section is the client counseling session. That has a variety of different films organized by method, and it's pretty easy to navigate. We wanted it to be easy to navigate, lots of pictures, icons, very easy to understand how to use, because we don't have the capacity to train everyone who might be able to use that. You'll also see a client list. Even though the ASHAs are working within their communities, we like to keep track of which clients they're encountering. And so previously this was done via paper, but through the app we're able to kind of keep track across time of how the app is being used and which film's being watched. And so we can see if there's been some progression in terms of coming to a family planning decision, or if maybe there's a need to change our approach. Also at the bottom, I guess left, you'll see what we see in terms of monitoring data on our online database. And so that gives us an idea of which videos are being watched or the films used by the methods. And so there's a variety of different ways that you can configure that so you can get the information that you'd like to see. I keep talking about OPM Mobile, and essentially what that is a platform developed by a group called Digital Campus, and it's open source and it works offline, which is really great for us in that we work in rural areas in India and online isn't always an option. And so it works offline, it's very easy to access, we're able to distribute it via Google Play, and it's adaptable to many languages. So for Gyanjyoti, it's available in Hindi and English, but we're working on other iterations of this app. For example, in Pakistan, where we need it to be in Urdu, and we have that capability. So one of the benefits that we found throughout the project is that we like to layer our communication, and we were able to do that. We were able to train the ASHAs in interpersonal communication and strengthen their ability to do that, but then also give them this tool that provided other methods. That help them to feel more confident, feel more empowered. They were able to answer questions, more questions than they would have had they not had the tool in their hand. And if they ever needed to revisit aspects of their training, they didn't have to fumble through a book or talk to their trainer or the supervisor. It was available at their fingertips. And they were really appreciative of that. And they expressed that via the interviews that we were able to do with them. So our development process, kind of just a brief overview, it started even a step before this when we distributed those SD cards and we found out that they were using the SD cards and they were happy to have the SD cards, but it was difficult to update content. So when we started creating more content under the project, we had to distribute more SD cards and it just became very cumbersome. So the app afforded us the opportunity to rapidly update the information available to the ASHAs. We were also able to track how they were using that content, which is important to us as program managers. We were also able to create different sections, and so the self-learning, unlearning portion of the app was born out of this, that the content being developed wasn't only for use with clients, but also it could help improve the knowledge and skills of the ASHA. So 14, I believe, ASHAs were selected, and they were really useful in our content design or our application design. We did a user development workshop, and some of their feedback really helped to change how we went about our application. For example, we had previously developed applications so that it was kind of a life stage approach, and then ultimately we wound up reworking the content so that it was organized by method. And they also named the application. They were really happy to have phones in their hand, not only because it gave them all this information, easily accessible, but also because it was a flashlight. And so Gyanjyoti stands for, or translates to, light of knowledge. So there were some challenges. Because it took a good amount of time to build their feedback back into the application, our overall implementation period was shorter than we had previously anticipated. We gave them the opportunity to take the phone home, and during certain periods we found out that their children were using the phones and absolutely deleting the app. The routine technical support that was necessary also became a barrier because they were operating in certain project areas that was outside of the headquarters, the lead areas of the project, and so providing the technical support necessary was difficult at times. But overall, we were happy with the progress. And so my final slide is just to speak briefly about a proof of concept study that we are currently working for the results of. And the study was to test the effectiveness of using Gyanjyoti to actually facilitate family planning conversions or to get actual users of family planning. And so we're still working through the data. This was completed kind of early fall. And so I won't present any results here, but if you'll be at the mHealth Summit in Washington, D.C. next week, or the International Conference on Family Planning also next week, you can hear more about how we're getting pretty engaging or pretty encouraging results. Thank you.